This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. A new museum opens next month in Springfield, Illinois, and its designers hope it will reinvent the concept of the presidential library. It's the Abraham Lincoln Presidential Museum, and alongside the usual rare documents and artifacts that you would expect in such a place, there will be talking ghosts and campaign commercials from 1860. Some say flashy special effects can help wow visitors who've grown up with computers and video games. The idea is to inspire them to learn more. NPR's Cheryl Corley took a tour.
The past few months, as crews worked on finishing touches, Richard Norton Smith, the executive director of the Abraham Lincoln Presidential Museum, has been a tour guide conducting sneak preview tours.
Journey one is the pre-White House years, and it begins not in a Kentucky but an Indiana log cabin.
In the cabin, a life-size replica of a young Lincoln reads by the fireplace. Blankets heaped on a nearby bed cover a snoring figure, Lincoln's father, Thomas. It's scenes like this one, says Smith, that are designed to break from conventional museum fare.
We put people not only inside Lincoln's house, I think we put people inside Lincoln's head. And I think that's one way that it differs from the typical historical museum, let alone presidential library.
This Lincoln project, nearly 6 years in the making, cost $150 million and includes a presidential library that opened last year. The museum galleries immerse visitors in the 19th century. Replicas of Lincoln and other historic figures illustrate defining moments in Lincoln's life and the country's conflict over race, slavery, and war. In the Whispering Gallery, for instance, the walls are covered with a crazy quilt of framed cartoons and editorials skewed to one side or the other, while a collection of voices in hushed tones heap scorn on the president.
Around here we call him the Illinois Ape.
Ugly, you say?
Hardly. Grotesque is more like it.
The gallery is just one of many atypical exhibits.
Oh, hi. You're already here.
In Ghost of the Library, one of two high-tech media productions, a live actor and holographic images explain what goes on in a presidential library. As the actor who plays a historian reads the Gettysburg Address, a ghostly image of Lincoln appears and joins him in reading.
That this nation, under God, shall have a new birth of freedom, and that government of the people, by the people, for the people, shall not perish from the earth.
Another exhibit, Campaign 1860, is in a mock television control room full of TV monitors.
The chaos of a four-way presidential race continues.
In this 21st century explanation of the 1860 campaign, Meet the Press anchor Tim Russert explains campaign strategies of the four candidates and analyzes the commercials they might have run if television had been around.
Union. The founding fathers created it. Our forefathers shed their blood to defend it. And now one and only one man can preserve it. Abraham Lincoln.
The museum's designer, Bob Rogers, heads BRC Imagination Arts, a company he founded after working for Disney Imagineering. He says the Springfield Museum, like others he's built, is a blend of showmanship and scholarship.
We think that the truth is really, really interesting, and that if it's presented correctly with great technology, world-class storytelling, the scholarship and showmanship can each be done at 100% without compromising either one. And that's what we've done here.
An advisory panel of Lincoln scholars, historians, and teachers worked with the BRC team, and Rogers expects that as other museums look to expand, they'll use this museum as a reference point. Some historians hope he's wrong. They consider the museum's design as over the top.
Well, I'm sorry that they've chosen to interpret the story of Lincoln through a series of rubber Lincolns.
John Y. Simon, a history professor at Southern Illinois University, says authentic information about Lincoln is grand enough. He calls the museum Six Flags Over Lincoln and says the hoopla is not necessary because anyone with imagination could believe they were in Lincoln's presence.
I think that anything that is designed more like a Lincoln theme park is not going to get that message across.
But BRC designers say museum standards have changed, and a little bit of Hollywood flair in the 21st century isn't such a bad thing. Arts information consultant Robert Barron says museum exhibit culture has been evolving since the 1960s, with museums trying to make displays more accessible to a wide range of people.
It's just that when the museum itself has entirely Disneyfied, that they run some kind of risk in having an empty display.
Standing in a nearly empty exhibit room, Executive Director Richard Norton Smith says the Abraham Lincoln Presidential Museum is substantive and that Lincoln's story should be presented both in a contemporary style as well as a commemorative one. Smith says his goal has been to tear down the distinctions between the researcher community and the public.
We live in a historically illiterate culture. We should not be arguing among ourselves about this is the right approach to take, or, you know, why did you put a figure in this exhibit? And, I mean, the fact is the historical community should welcome anything that is innovative and creative as long as it is also intellectually rigorous.
And that, says Smith, is what the Abraham Lincoln Presidential Museum and its companion library aspire to be as the complex officially joins Springfield's other Lincoln attractions on April 16th. Cheryl Corley, NPR News.